Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
His all-sufficient strength. When we came into Macedonia, this body of ours had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn. Conflicts on the outside, fears within. 2 Corinthians 7:5. Burnout. A space-age term that refers to the point at which a missile's fuel is completely expended. It's often used today to describe the symptoms of extreme stress. Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 7:5, conflicts on the outside, fears on the inside, capture the feelings of a person who is emotionally and physically spent, burned out. A.B. Simpson comments on why God would allow pressure like that to attack life. Walk with A.B. Simpson, an American minister, missionary, statesman, and church leader in the late 1800s to early 1900s. Why should God have to lead us thus and allow the pressure to be so hard and constant? In the first place, it shows His all-sufficient strength and grace much better than if we were exempt from pressure and trial. It makes us more conscious of our dependence upon Him. God is constantly trying to teach us our dependence and to hold us absolutely in His hand and hanging upon His care. This was the place where Jesus Himself stood and where He wanted us to stand, not with a self-constituted strength, but with a hand ever leaning upon His and a trust that dares not take one step alone. It teaches us trust. There is no way of learning faith except by trial. It is God's school of faith, and it is far better for us to learn to trust God than to enjoy life. The lesson of faith, once learned, is an everlasting acquisition and an eternal fortune made, and without trust, even riches will leave us poor. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
2 Corinthians 7. Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Make room for us in your hearts. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have exploited no one. I do not say this to condemn you. I have said before that you have such a place in our hearts that we would live or die with you. I have spoken to you with great frankness. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bounds. For when we came into Macedonia, we had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn, conflicts on the outside, fears within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you had given him. He told us about your longing for me, your deep sorrow, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever. Even if I caused you sorrow by my letter, I do not regret it. Though I did regret it, I see that my letter hurt you, but only for a little while. Yet now I am happy, not because you were made sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you became sorrowful as God intended, and so were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you, what earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point, you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter. So even though I wrote to you, it was neither on account of the one who did the wrong, nor on account of the injured party, but rather that before God you could see for yourselves how devoted to us you are. By all this we are encouraged. In addition to our own encouragement, We were especially delighted to see how happy Titus was, because his spirit has been refreshed by all of you. I had boasted to him about you, and you have not embarrassed me. But just as everything we said to you was true, so our boasting about you to Titus has proved to be true as well. And his affection for you is all the greater when he remembers that you were all obedient, receiving him with fear and trembling. I am glad I can have complete confidence in you.
God may want to use you in the life of a burned-out brother or sister in Christ today as a minister of encouragement, a bringer of refreshment, and that means you can't afford to be burned out yourself. Ministering strength to others demands that you be experiencing strength yourself, strength that is depending on God. Fuel for thought, wouldn't you agree?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.